With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Okay, everyone, we are back. We are back and we're doing our thing like we always do, right? Hey, remember you guys, I said that we're doing something different. We changed our format. And so I just want to remind you, so instead of having multiple guests speak about the topic, right, in separate videos or episodes, that is, we're going to have multiple guests in one video, and that is starting now. Okay, so we said, already shared with you guys what our topic series is embracing your flaws. So we are definitely going into an in-depth exploration of a topic that is so fundamental to our human experience, which reveals our true greatness. You know, I said we're all great, right? And we are. So this topic is not just like anyone just can't explore it, is what I'm saying. It really takes some courage and honesty to go on this journey. And so for this episode, we have four phenomenal guests who agreed to go on this journey with me as we talk about embracing our faults, our flaws. That's what we're talking about. And we're going to take a deep dive into this subject. And the reason why we want you to listen, because it's worth investing your time in listening to us. But before we do this, before I introduce my first guest, I want to really talk real quick about what are flaws. Flaws are those imperfections, quirks, idiosyncrasies, and unique qualities that make each of us who we are. They can be physical, emotional, or related to our personality's trait. Your flaws, my flaws, our flaws are aspects of ourselves, of yourself, right? That sometimes we often perceive as undesirable. But despite the beauty and the richness of the flaws that they're going to bring to our life, we live in a society that often bombards us with unrealistic ideals and perfection. See, we try to reach perfection and we can't. And at times, we experience an immense pressure just to fit in, just to try to make everything right, just to do it perfectly. And these ideas can create a sense of shame or inadequacy regarding our own flaws and will lead us to believe, you, me, us all, that something's wrong with us, or make us ashamed of the flaws that we have. Should we be ashamed? And are they really bad? So we're talking about embracing your flaws today. That's what we're talking about. And you accepting your imperfections, your vulnerabilities, without judgment, without condemnation, and without shame. So embracing your flaws, it is critical, crucial. It is an important part of our personal growth because it allows us to be ourselves. It allows you and me to let go and of unrealistic expectations so that we can really, really be ourselves and live and walk in our greatness. You guys heard me say this time and time and time again. I just want to share real quick what I'm basing this on, right? Because I always use some scripture because I'm a Jesus follower. So with that, I want to just say that in Isaiah 64:6, it said, "He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs," right? And then in 2 Corinthians 12:9, in that verse, you have Paul, he is quoting Jesus saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And what Paul is making a point here is that God is strong and that he can overcome our weaknesses. So our imperfections can also bring us closer to others, especially to those we might look down upon because of their flaws and their weaknesses. So let's dive into this conversation. I want to bring on our first guest, and I want to introduce to you again because she was one of our guests before. And so I'm just bringing her on. So you guys should be familiar with her. If not, go back and look at her episode. It exists. Yay. Okay. So Kimberly Jordan Crosland is a voiceover artist, a Hampton University graduate, and a proud mother of two spirited sons, Matthew and Brandon, ages 20 and 18. Okay. And she's also passionate. She's passionate about empowering women to find their voice. So with that, you guys, please help me to welcome Kimberly Jordan Crosland to the show. Come on, Kimberly. How are you, my love?
Wonderful. It's great to see you.
It's great to be seen. You know, I'm just coming right back in from travel and just getting into things. It's like boom, 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 and then on my way back out. So I just want to say thank you so much for saying yes to being on the podcast again. And we're doing something different this time, where instead of having 40 or 50 minutes to go into dialogue like we did before, we're actually bringing in three other guests that's going to give us their perspective of embracing your flaws. And so to be totally honest, totally transparent, you are the one who made me come up with this topic because of, I know your growth because you're sharing it with me, right? And so I feel that because of that, I want you to share it with the world, because where you are, and you guys, I'm saying this because I know it, you're actually in a place where you are embracing your flaws. And so what I would like you to share with our listeners and our watchers, I want you to share, what does the concept of embracing your flaws mean to you personally? And how does embracing your flaws impact your life?
Well, the concept of embracing my flaws to me personally means that I can lay my burdens down. Judging myself based on how others judge me. And I like to think of life as being a lot of, some people think it's black or white. I'm a writer. I have some friends that deal with numbers, and for them, it's black or white. But for me, I realized that life is more the shades of gray. And that's where I fall. I fall in the shades of gray. I've accepted my gray in my hair, in myself. I've accepted those shades because if there was no gray, there would be no need for Jesus.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm glad you said that, because you made me think there was a movie out about the shades of gray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that, Kim. And so what is the impact that embracing your flaws have on your life?
It's been freeing. Absolutely freeing to realize that I don't have to live trying to be perfect. I'm free from perfectionism. And when you've lived most of your life around or in an atmosphere or environment where people were very critical of you, you get very hard on yourself. You believe what the critics say. But when I embraced those very things that everybody criticized, I became free because I no longer needed validation from people. And I'm going to tell you another place that I realized where I was seeking validation. You spoke about my two spirited sons. They have very strong spirits, and I'm so proud of them. They are both in college at the same college. One is a junior and the other one is a freshman, and they are doing well. And this has to do with them, because my flaws defined me in my mind. I was seeking validation through my son's successes. So whatever success they had and have was mine. And that validated my existence. That gave me worth, because I must be good because they are doing well. Do you know that made me put such undue pressure on them all through school? I just came to this realization about 2 weeks ago. And I had to tell them and ask them for forgiveness because I had been so hard on them all through school because they had the ability, because they had shown the ability that they could be honor roll students. They made straight A's. They would make A's and B's. But as their father and I started to experience different things in our marriage, and we were not on the same accord, and our home was not a nurturing environment during that time, they could not perform to their potential. Instead of accepting that and holding myself accountable for the environment that I was helping to create, I was hard on them for them to produce. Because as long as they produced and they were successful, I was validated and I was successful. I am free from that, and I freed them. And I had been freed from that for some time, I would say for about the past year, but it really hit me how it impacted my sons about a week ago.
Okay. No, that's amazing that you recognize that. And so I'm so glad you share that, because the question that I had was, will you share a flaw that has impacted you or that you recognize? And
insecurity.
Yes.
Low self-worth, low self-esteem, flaws. Because whatever I did back when I was married, whatever I did before I got married, I'm not that Kimberly anymore. I am a new creature in Christ. Right. So when I do things that are wrong, because I'm human and I ultimately make decisions to do things that are wrong sometimes more often than not, I make choices to do things that don't serve me. Right. But they feel good in the moment. But that's the gray. And that is not who I am. Those actions do not define me. They are my experience. And then as I gain wisdom from those experiences, I share them.
Awesome. So let me ask you, and I thank you so much for sharing that. I want to ask you, what would be, in your view, the most powerful message or tidbit or insight or takeaway that you can tell our listeners about today's discussion of embracing their flaws?
Sit with yourself. Look in the mirror. And just sit with yourself and be honest. Talk to yourself. Write down what you hear yourself saying. Write down what's coming into your heart. Think about it. And most importantly, get The Path to Greatness from Dr. Kim Renee Grimes. Get The Path to Greatness. Because once you can answer what it is that you love about yourself, like about yourself, appreciate about yourself, admire about yourself. And I left the fifth one out. What is it?
No, it was only four. You on point?
It's four.
Yeah, it's four. Yeah.
Once you sit down and you can know those things, no one can tell you who you are. And I went through the exercise and I continue to go through the exercise. When I find myself falling back into some habits, I sit down and go through the exercise. And what I learned is to take a flaw and say what I like about the flaw, what I love about the flaw. What I admire about the flaw.
That is so awesome.
And this showed me how to love myself unconditionally.
Say that again, Kimberly.
It showed me how to love myself unconditionally. It showed me how to see myself the way that God sees me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so I thank you so much for coming on and giving that powerful insight, as well as your transparency, just being transparent and really sharing. And so thank you so much. I want to acknowledge you for who you are and tell our listeners that Kimberly Crosland Jordan, well, I said it wrong, go backwards, but Kimberly Jordan, anyway, she has definitely grown. And when she shared with you the insight that she's given, it's not because she's just pulling it out the air. She's living it. She's walking the walk and talking the talk. And so, Kimberly, thank you so much for being on the episode today. I can't wait for it to come out so everyone can hear your message. Thank you so much, my dear. Truly, truly appreciate you. And so, you guys, we have three others that are coming. And so just give us a second to close out. And I will introduce to you our next guest. Thank you, guys. Be right back. Say bye, Kim.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I'm back again. But guess what? With another phenomenal guest. So, yes, you guys, we're going to keep it moving. I definitely, again, we're trying something new. And that is, like I said, instead of having multiple guests talk about the same topic on individual or separate episodes, we're trying something new. We're bringing them all together. And so this episode, we have four phenomenal guests. You've already met the first one. And now I'm introducing to you our second guest. I'm so excited. Okay. So Damond Reynolds, you guys, he's not new to our podcast. He's been a podcast guest before. And so again, to get more of his details, go back and find him in our listing. That's what you do. All right. So Damond Reynolds, he was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He graduated from Penn State University in 2017 with a degree in broadcast journalism and a minor in African American studies. Currently, Damond is a director of ministry with Young Life. Damond, he strives to live a life dedicated to Jesus. He sees himself as an ambassador, allowing God to constantly, and I say constantly, make his appeal through him. Hey, you guys, please welcome, but help me bring to our stage Damond Reynolds. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Damond. Hey, Damond. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yay, 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 yay. Okay. So, Damond, you know that our topic today is embracing your flaws. We have been, in some form or fashion, I would like to say, duped in thinking that our flaws are bad and that we need to be ashamed of them, or we should have some kind of condemnation about our flaws. And so, I've already shared and did an episode about all of my flaws and the impact that they had on me. They still have an impact on me. And so what I would love for you to share with our listeners, what does the concept of embracing your flaws, what does that mean to you personally? And share with us how it has impacted your life.
Well, Dr. Kim, let me first say, as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to be on this podcast, but also just in general, I always tell you how great you are. And I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and share. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I received that. And you are so welcome. Thank you for saying yes.
Yes, indeed. Great question. So to me, I think embracing your flaws is really beginning to, let me come from this example. I'm married. My wife and I, my beautiful wife, have been together almost 9 years. We've been married for 5. And so in that span of time, you learn to embrace things about each other. But what I learned through that process is also the things about me that challenge her, I've had to begin to love more. And so for me, defining that embracing your flaws is knowing that those things are there, being self-aware of those things that make you quirky, that might come off as irritating to others, but also those things that you might not be so happy about some days, but learning to fully love the person that it makes you and shapes you into be. So I think embracing those things really gives you a path to liberty and saying that I know what true love looks like when I love the good and the bad about myself. And I think that's what embracing your flaws is.
Oh my. And so the impact, can you share? But here's what I would like you to do. Share a specific flaw, right? Or imperfection, and share how you learned about it, right? And then the impact that it had and may still have on your life. Because it may be something in the past that, you know, you learned from. But yeah, share something specific and then the impact that it had, what you learned from.
So I'll go on two levels because I think there are two levels. On a lower tier level would kind of be surface level. So I worked in TV. I was on Channel 8 in Richmond, Virginia. I did TV. Now, for me, one of my flaws on television was that I had mispronunciation trouble. So I would not pronunciate words correctly. And so you're talking about in front of thousands of folks. They're listening to me and I'm saying things not in the right manner. And so for me, that flaw in itself, it impacted me greatly at times. I'm like, dude, I go on TV and I'm trying so hard to perfect this part of my craft that I'm missing out on just being me. And so that was a part of my journey through TV. And then on a higher level, I would say at times I care too much about what others think. And that can really be a bad flaw, because even though you are in the business and the nature of serving people, it also can be bad because now it can make you go into this thing of performance. And I felt like I needed to be a certain way all the time. I felt like I needed to have this sort of perfection. Well, meanwhile, you don't. We just, as humans, we do not have perfection. And so over time, I've kind of learned to allow that stuff to go. And I'm still journeying through it. But I think on TV, I was embarrassed enough times to where I just got over it.
Okay. And so you said two levels. Did I miss a level?
So just on a lower tier level, I was saying that on TV, mispronunciating words. And then I think even deeper than that on another level was me just not catering to people. That was a big thing.
Got it. Okay. Because I just wanted to make sure our listeners didn't miss as well. But I'm busy listening and got it. Okay. So we all know that, and I think you spoke about it, society has an impact. And just like you said that you were on television in front of millions, and that represents society, especially in our head, right? And I love when you said how you were trying to be so perfect that you missed out on being yourself and just being you on television. And so you actually spoke of one of my flaws, and that's mispronunciation of words. I shared before that I just embrace it and I'm like, yep, I said it wrong. And thank God my husband's around. He helps me. But, you know, I just own it and say, yep, got that one wrong, and just keep it moving. So let me ask you this. In your opinion, what role does vulnerability play in the process of embracing one's flaws? And how can individuals or an individual become more comfortable with vulnerability?
Immediately, what comes to mind is a scripture where we are weak, he is made strong. I think that it's a very biblical scripture. And I think of how God honors vulnerability. I do believe that on the other side of being honest and true, and also knowing that in anything that you do in life, whether that's business, wherever you work, if you tell people your weaknesses or those things about you that might not be as great, it can help you. And so for me, I've expressed a lot of times in the capacity I lead now. And so I have a team of people who do things that I might not be as good at. One of those things, for example, is administration. I might not be able to make Excel and spreadsheets. That's just not me. I'm not a super, super organized person. So we have somebody who's stronger in that area, and I've expressed it. I'm like, look, I want to be seen as this good leader. I want to lead y'all. Y'all might think I can do all these things, but listen, I'm weak in this area. And I think that's what makes someone a stronger leader, when you're able to be vulnerable and wear that your heart on your shoulder sometimes when you need to. Always discerning, because sometimes you got to know who to be vulnerable with and in what setting. But I think it's really helpful when you're able to be honest and true to people.
Absolutely. No, that is so on point. Can you share, in your view, what would be like the most powerful message or insight you would like our listeners to take away from the discussion that we're having right now?
Oh my goodness, Dr. Kim, let me say this. One of the things that I think keeps us in bondage and in chains from embracing our flaws is really caring about what others think. And I'm not saying be arrogant, but in the age of social media and the climate that we live in culturally, it's always pushing us to do what will make others happy. And so embracing our flaws, whatever that might be, I also read this, I have to recite this all the time, but the fear of human opinion disables, but the one who trusts in the Lord remains secure.
I need you to say that again, and I want you to say it slower so everybody can hear every word you're saying. Yes.
The fear of human opinion disables, but the one who trusts in the Lord remains secure. And so I likened that example to somebody who's handicapped, right? They're restricted by what they can do. And so the same way that somebody's restricted by their disability, we restrict ourselves and handicap ourselves when we care what others think. And so people will make lifelong decisions that don't align with who they are or what God created them to do because they're so fearful of what others think. And so for me, embracing your flaws, you have to get liberated from caring about what others think. I'm not saying be arrogant again. I'm not saying criticism and certain dialogue is needed. But at a certain point in time, when we're digging deep and embracing the things about ourselves that we know could be some challenges sometimes, we also have to know, okay, in order to love ourselves, we got to liberate ourselves from caring about what someone might say, because they might see this part of us that we don't show everybody.
Right. Oh, wow. That is so amazing. Your comments, your insight, what you share, it was so powerful and empowering. So thank you so much for saying yes to being a repeated guest on our podcast. I want to not only acknowledge you as moving up in what you're doing and being the director of ministry. I know that this is your heart desire for you to be in this position. And so I am so proud of you and I'm so happy for you that you're there. And we've spoken before, just let me know how I can support you moving forward. But I just want you to know that continue to do you, and everything will fall in place. You know, I like to say as well, all the answers that we have are on inside of us. And you know how to do that. So continue to look in to find your answers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for saying yes and being on our podcast. Thank you, my friend. So you guys, real quick, look, again, that's two down. We got two more coming. And so instead of me telling you about who they are, I'm going to wait and introduce you to them. So hang on. I'll be right back. Welcome back, you guys. Said I was coming back and I'm back. So, all right. So I'm about to introduce you to our third guest. We're still talking about embracing your flaws, embracing your flaws. And so we know that it is something that's important. This is a journey. I already said it's a journey that takes courage and honesty. It's not something for the faint heart or the faint at heart. It requires courage. Courage for us to go in. Courage for us to look at our flaws, own our flaws. But not only that, embrace our flaws. So our next guest that's going to talk to us in detail, she's going to do a deep dive with us about embracing our flaws, is Raven Thistle. Now, again, just like the other two guests, Raven's been on our podcast episodes as well. And so to learn even more about her, go and listen to the other episodes. I'm not going to tell you about them because I want you to go and look. But what I am going to do is I'm going to read her bio, tell you a little bit about her. So here goes. Raven Thistle is an award-winning diversity and inclusion thought leader, certified holistic health coach, international talk show host, and corporate communication consultant. She is a senior communication manager at Carrot Brilliant Black Minds, where she leads marketing and communication for a program dedicated to supporting the careers of Black professionals in the tech industry. She is also the CEO of Thistle Consulting, where she provides executive leadership to cultural innovation, innovatives, and communication project management solutions for impactful organizations. Thistle's holistic health education and background in public relations and marketing have uniquely positioned her to exercise her passions for social advancement in a variety of ways. When she observed the climbing rate of suicide and stress-related illness among Black Americans, Thistle found Crowding Company with the mission of empowering Black communities with meditation and other holistic health tools. She is the host of Raven Thistle Live, an IBM TV network talk show where she teaches holistic personal development to an international audience across 144 countries. Please help me to welcome, not reintroduce, but to welcome back to our podcast, Raven Thistle. Yay!
Hey! Nobody reads that bio like you. I'm gonna tell you that. Nobody gives the introduction energy like Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
I received that. Thank you so much. It's because of who you are, and I want our listeners to hear it, right? And to see it, but to hear it. So I have to share. You put it together. I'm just giving it to them, like you put it, right? So you're welcome. Like I said, we're here talking about embracing our flaws, which we know, like in the society that we live in, makes us feel that our flaws are reasons for us to be ashamed. We judge ourselves. We're not pleased with them. And so what I would love for you to share is, what does the concept of embracing your flaws mean to you personally, and how has it impacted your life?
That is a question. I'm so glad to get that question today of all days, because I have been learning so much on this topic just in this very day. And I think that's really my answer. And if I was to keep it very short, I would say embracing my flaws for me has meant being very curious, becoming a student of myself.
I love that concept. You have to say it again.
Yes. So for me, embracing my flaws has meant being very curious and being a student of myself. In doing, I remove judgment. And then the name flaw goes away. It's not even called a flaw anymore. The name of it goes away because I'm not judging it. I'm curious about it. I'm asking questions. Okay, why do I have this tendency? Why do I think this is right? Why do I have this pattern? What's really going on? And what I find at the bottom of those things that don't line up with how I would like to show up, there's a fear. There's something that I have learned that I, in my adolescence, that I can now empower myself to unlearn. There is something that I'm just doing that I don't even believe in anymore, but I'm doing it out of habit. I get curious. I can find the solutions. I can find the healing, and I can create space for myself to take my time as I grow through that thing.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love that, being a student of myself. That is so powerful. Thank you so much. You mentioned the term fear. And that is the fear of judgment. That's what we're talking about. Fear, you know, fear is a big word, period. But we're speaking of fear of judgment. And so the fear of judgment, both from others and ourselves, like we said, can be a significant barrier to embracing our flaw. Or what would you recommend someone, or how can they navigate or overcome this fear?
On this one, I have to borrow from a wise woman named Brené Brown. When I hear the fear of judgment, what I hear is shame. The fear of judgment shows up in my life as shame, things that I am ashamed of. And as soon as I put that name to it, I know exactly what to do. As soon as I realize, oh, I'm ashamed of that. I feel shame around this topic. I don't want to talk about it because I'm ashamed, or I'm defensive because I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed because I'm, you know, whatever the emotion is that's coming out at the bottom of the shame, I know exactly what to do. And I learned it from Miss Brené Brown. Cure for shame is vulnerability. The cure for shame is vulnerability. Shame cannot exist in the space where you lay out the item that you are ashamed of for all to see. You empower yourself to be the one who lays it out. Not that you get exposed by somebody else, but when you choose to empower yourself by saying, hey, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and I tried to cover that up by lying, or whatever happened, I tried to cover it. I tried to hide it by being looking tough. I was afraid and I was ashamed. I'm ashamed of how soft I am. This is a true one for me. I've always been a deeply soft-hearted person. I learned at a young age that soft-hearted people can get bullied, run over. You don't get to keep your stuff if you're soft-hearted, because people who are not soft-hearted would take it from you. You know, so I learned to develop a tough exterior. I learned to develop a sharp tongue, try to be critical or witty, or try to just show up tough in different ways. That whole time, I'm a whole Eminem. If you get too hot, it doesn't take much to break that shell. But that shell was holding me back. I wasn't really being true to who I am. In a situation when I am confronted, growing up, confrontation was very normalized for me. So I spent my whole life thinking confrontation is normal. Whole time, I'm confrontational. And so having the courage to say, my instinct right now is to get right with you in an aggressive way. My instinct is in contradiction to my truth. My truth is that I feel afraid. What you said triggered a fear. I'm ashamed that I'm afraid of that. There's shame around that. So I have to cover it up by trying to be tough in this situation. So instead of that, what I'm learning in this season is to take a beat when I feel that aggression rise in the moment and say, okay, what's going on? What are we covering up with that shell? Okay, you're feeling afraid. You need to ask for reassurance.
So now I'm using my language to lay that fear bare in front of both of us and be vulnerable. And now the shame is gone.
And you laid that out like so methodically, where someone can actually connect and say, oh my gosh, I can do this. And this is what she's doing. And so thank you for that, because shame is one of those things that keep people from stepping out into their greatness, from being themselves, because again, they're ashamed. And so I love how you connected with fear and fear of being judged or judgment and connected with that was so powerful. And so you also spoke about vulnerability, because I was going to ask you about that as well. But you also spoke about vulnerability, and vulnerability sometimes get the raw deal or negative connotation, where people say you shouldn't be vulnerable. But you and I both know vulnerability is the key, right? It's the key to us being ourselves. And so I just wanted to share that, but also wanted to ask you, a number of things to ask you, but you had in your sharing, you answered a lot of the questions. And so I'm touching on them. And that was to identify a specific flaw, where you talked about you built the shell, you became confrontational because of all of that. And that was one of your flaws. And I like when you said that and sharing the concept of the M&M, because when you said M&M, of course, I wanted to eat some, but you put it in perspective in a sense like that. That's not a hard shell. It's not a hard shell. And so I got that as well. And so thank you so much for that. What I want to ask you is, in your view, would be the most insightful or powerful message that you can share with our listeners today as a takeaway for them to begin to embrace their flaws, or about our topic, embracing your flaws?
If I just had to share one thing, it would be that you can do this. A lot of times we've carried a story about ourselves for our whole lives. Yes. And everything about the world around us in real time, we perceive it through the lens of our stories. And it feels the story, we tie it to our identity so tightly that we can't imagine who we are without that story. We can't imagine a new story. And so without a new story, we will continue to behave in the same patterns, and it can feel impossible and overwhelming because of the stories that we tell ourselves. So if I had to leave your audience with one message, it's that you can do this. You can't rewrite the stories that you have been telling yourself, that you have been believing. The wait is over. At any point, you can decide, that's not my story anymore. You don't have to wait till the New Year resolution. You don't have to wait till the birthday, Christmas. You don't have to do it at Thanksgiving. You can do it today.
Thanksgiving.
What you mean? The wait is over.
Today. I love it. Today. Right. I love it. It is. Do it now. So I just want to say thank you so much for saying yes to coming back on. You have in the past and still deliver powerful, sticky messages, and you give sticky insights. And what I mean by that is it sticks to you, like it's not going anywhere. And so I love it where you shared, hey, the wait is over. Let's do it now. And you can do it. You can do this. You can do this. This journey I've said about embracing your flaws is a journey that takes courage and it takes honesty. And so up until now, we have three powerful guests, right, that shared, and you saw their courage and their honesty about embracing their flaws. And so first, before we go into our next guest, I want to take a moment and acknowledge you, Raven, again, for coming and saying and being a part of the podcast. And thank you for saying yes. And thank you for always giving and serving and supporting those people who are around you and those who are listening to your voice. You are amazing, in line with the last two guests that we had. And so you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you, Raven. I truly, truly appreciate you popping in. And so what we're going to do now, we have, bye-bye, Raven. Before you go, I want everyone to get a good look at you, right? One more look. Don't go nowhere. But we're going to, before I introduce the next guest, we can say together bye-bye, right, at the same time. So you guys, I'll be back with our final guest who is going to give us some powerful insights about embracing our flaws. I'll see you in a few. Let's wave at them, Raven. Bye-bye for now. So you guys, remember I said I had another guest. Yay. So I'm back. I'm ready to introduce you to our fourth guest. Yes. Yes. On this topic. But before I do, remember, we're talking about embracing our flaws, embracing our flaws. I've said this and I'm going to continue to say it. This is not a journey for the lighthearted. It is a journey for those who have courage and who is honest. Courage to look in at who you are and honesty about what you see and what you find, right? And so our next guest that's going to share with us about how, not even about how to embrace your flaws, but embracing your flaws and what does that mean to them, is Jonathan Daniel. Jonathan Daniels is a graphic designer, social media management consultant, and life coach for men. He has leaned into his passion for providing spiritual guidance, encouragement, and empowerment to other men and found in ritual life coaching. He also began to realize his dream of creating and knack for advancing online brands through social media by offering these services as a contractor. When he found in Ritual Studios, Daniels also worked as a social media strategist with Usher's digital agency. He is the host of Code of the Conscious Man, a Pod TV podcast that is broadcast in over 44 countries, which is also featured on Roku and Amazon Prime. Most importantly, he is a father. He's a daddy, y'all. He's a father and is passionate about serving his family first. Please help me to welcome my friend, our guest, Jonathan Daniels, to our platform as he shares with us about embracing your flaws. Welcome, Jonathan. Yay.
Yeah, you did that.
Thank you so much. God. I just love to put life into, you know, I want our listeners to really know who's on the show. I want them to hear the dynamics in you, who you are. I want it to, and it's going to come out as you share on the show. Mm-hmm. But, right. You know, this is my opportunity to, like, this is who you're about to meet. So,
you know what I'm saying? Spice it up. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But it's the show enough truth. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm with it. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. Thank
yes.
you, Dr.
You're welcome. It's so good to see you and so good to have you back. Hey, you guys, Jonathan is coming, is a repeating guest as well, just like the other three. Mm-hmm. So this is not his first time on our platform. And so thank you, Jonathan, for saying yes and to my request to be on the podcast again. Thanks, what I would love for you to share, right? Mm-hmm. What I would love for us to jump into is that concept, embracing our flaws. We live in a society that makes us feel that we have to be perfect or we have to fit in a mold. And if we don't, something's wrong with us.
Right.
And so I just want to have a deep dive conversation about how do we embrace our flaws? What is that all about? What does that concept mean? And what I would like you to do is to share with us, what does it mean to you personally, right? Mm. And how has that concept, embracing our flaws, impact your life?
So what embracing flaws mean to me, I have a concept that I follow, and I always break down the word confidence when it is related to what I struggle in or what I need to improve in. So confidence, the root word of confidence is confide. Mm-hmm. And confide means to trust. Do I trust myself?
Come on.
And when I think about, do I trust myself? Then I automatically think about the things that I am not as good at. Mm-hmm. And when I learn that my trust is more powerful than my flaws.
Right.
It doesn't matter what I struggle in. It doesn't matter what I am not able to do at that time. It right. doesn't matter what I need help with. Mm-hmm. It's about, do I trust myself to get the party started? Mm-hmm. Do I trust myself to get this ball rolling?
Yes.
And when I do, then I deal with the flaws as they come. Because there are other people in my circle that help me, that are a resource for me.
Yes.
I have a community now. So my mm-hmm. flaws don't make me feel isolated. My flaws don't make me feel as though that I'm not enough. Right. My flaws help me see that I am more than enough. I am worthy. I am deserving. I am capable. All these things, my flaws are empowering.
Yes.
Because now, if I embrace the things that I have at one point in time did not like, mm-hmm. now I own my power.
Come on.
No one can take that from me. So that's what embracing your flaws means to me. So
yes. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Can you share, or a specific flaw that is, or imperfection that you've learned to embrace, and share a little bit about the journey? Like, how did mm-hmm. the journey unfold for you so that you mm-hmm. could wrap your arms around it?
Overthinking. I used to overthink my entire life. And wow. actually, I learned how to overthink because it's a conversation that I have with myself. As a child, I didn't have a lot of friends.
Right.
I wasn't very close to my siblings.
Okay.
I didn't really have people to talk to. So I use overthinking as this conversation to walk me through my own decisions. And as time went on, the overthinking turned out to be something more negative than positive. And it caused me to doubt the very things that I know are for me, such as when it came to me starting my own business, to me stepping out there to being a graphic designer, me leaning into the passion of being a life coach. Nobody wants to listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. But when I learned that that overthinking was something that needed to be silenced, the gremlin calmed down. The gremlin said, you know about the gremlin.
I do.
The gremlin is now to the side and it watches from the sideline. It'll never go away.
Exactly.
But now it is no longer the main character in my story. So I would say overthinking was my number one thing. That's my number one flaw that I've learned how to fix. So
yes. And thank you for that. I truly appreciate that. Overthinking, like you said, Ken, like sometimes it makes your head hurt. I'm quite sure mm-hmm. you had headaches too, right?
Oh yeah.
There are some misconceptions people have mm-hmm. about embracing their flaws. How can these misconceptions be overcome? You know, like, oh no, I'm not supposed to look at my flaws, or I have to be perfect in getting this done. And my flaws are not anything that I'm proud of, anything that I want to share with people, anything that I should really have a sit down and have a conversation about. Oh no, I'm not going to share my flaws. Oh no, 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 no. That's not going to happen. And so my thought is, like, all of that, they're misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And so what I would like you to share is, how can these misconceptions be overcome?
Misconceptions can be overcome by understanding that they're tied to excuses. They are tied to stories that you tell yourself. And you need to eradicate excuses from your existence. Because if you continue to fall back on these things, you will never be able to see the light. You will never be able to hold true what really means the most to you. Because you're either afraid, you are nervous, you are uncertain, you are doubtful. These normal human emotions that you have, you just gravitate and latch onto and say, you know what? I shouldn't be scared of public speaking, or I shouldn't be scared to ask out the love of my life. I shouldn't be scared. You know, like these things, like these are normal things.
Yeah.
And it's okay to feel these things. It's okay to feel these emotions, but don't stay there. Because you stay happy all the time. Mm-hmm. What makes you think that you should stay sad all the time?
Exactly.
It's a fluctuation of life. So I would say the misconceptions are tied to excuses that we tell ourselves, and also listening to the stories that have been told to us by other people that we made up. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm definitely a believer in how we create stories. And one of the things that I've been saying lately is not only do we create stories, mm-hmm. but we make things wrong and we make yeah. things hard. Something simple, but because it's so simple, we don't want to accept the fact that it's simple, but yeah. we make it hard because that's what we're used to. Like, mm-hmm. no, I'm not used to simplicity. Nothing comes easy for me. Something just show it's simple. As breathing, we make it hard. And like I said, we make things wrong. So thank you so much for that. And speaking about stories, our last guest, Raven Thistle, talked about stories as well.
I was like, oh, no, not Raven.
Yes. She mentioned how, you know, we create stories. And I agree. Like, we do. The other part is a lot of us are unaware that we're creating stories. That's the other part. But you know what? Yeah. I think that's another topic for a podcast, too, right? Like, mm-hmm. the stories that we're creating, right? Or we've created yeah. and that we believe. So yes. let me ask you this. How does society standards of us being perfect or social media influence, you know, of our perceptions of what is considered a flaw. What advice do you have for individuals who are dealing with external pressures about flaws, about fitting in, about mm-hmm. their idiosyncrasies, about their shame in being themselves?
Post that reel, post that story, okay. make the post go live. When it comes to social media makes you think that you have to have all these tools to be great when it's simply just doing it. Yes, we do. We see the highlight reels of our favorite social media influencers because we see the final product. We see the final edit. We see the background. We see the props. We see all these things.
Right.
But we don't see the behind the scenes. Mm. It's one social media influencer that I follow, and he has, you know, millions of followers. And I've seen his background, like his behind the scene edits. 30-second reel will take him days trying to get it right.
Really?
And one thing that we have to think about when it comes to social media, that just because we are unsure because of something that is unique to us,
right,
or something that we have not encountered or seen people do online, that's your chance to do that. Mm. If you don't see what you want to see online, then create it.
Yes.
If you don't see the influence you want to have in your life, then be that influence. Post
wow.
it.
Yes.
Because you never know that this reel, this story, this post can be exactly what is needed for you to become the better version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then help that person that was either on the ledge mm-hmm. or help that person that was just unsure. Should I take this job? Should I go after this opportunity by posting that? It's several times that, or not several times, but I've seen several people, hundreds of thousands of people that are now social media influencers that started out with nothing,
yeah.
zero followers, mm-hmm. and they consistently posted for years, and then boom, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, 2,000, 4,000, 10,000. Right. Well, right. it just goes. So it's not about the followers when it comes mm-hmm. to social media.
Right.
It's about the impact.
Yes.
If you are making the impact, people will see you.
Absolutely.
You will be noticed.
Absolutely.
Don't go after people's attention. Mm-hmm. Go after the intention itself.
I love that. Not their attention, but the intention.
Yes.
Sweet. So if I were to ask you, in your view, could you give us or share with us what would be the most important or most powerful message that you like our listeners to take from our discussion mm-hmm. about embracing your flaws or their flaws? But the title is Embracing Your Flaws.
Learn to love you exactly the way that you are.
Ooh.
When you, yeah. I was thinking about this because this weekend I did a lot of emotional shadow work to get to the point, but
yes,
learning to love yourself exactly the way you are is one of the hardest things you will ever do in your life, because you see so much of what you want and also of what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be this great version of yourself and the world distracts you, or the world doesn't distract you, but the world has many distractions that will make mm-hmm. you think that.
Yeah.
Because I don't see that within me, that very thing, that I don't deserve it. When in truth, we create the meaning to life.
Yeah.
Life doesn't have meaning until we create it.
Exactly.
And once you are able to find your own meaning to life, your purpose, your vision, what propels you forward, that is what is going to give you everything you need.
So
starting to love yourself first, like when you start with source, you love you first, the world has no option but to bend to that will.
Come on. Yes.
Because the way you walk, you are now walking with the power of God. Mm. You are now walking with the power of grace. Yes. You are now walking with the power of abundance, mm-hmm. with attraction, with fullness, wholeness, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that you're just going to automatically always wake up with, oh, I'm about this, you know? But knowing that this is your base, that source, everything starts within.
Yes.
And then you can go without. That's how I embrace my flaws. So everybody has their own journey.
Yes.
And there is no path to happiness, and happiness is the path.
That's it.
Understanding that, that's what taught me to embrace my flaws.
Awesome. Thank you. So I really appreciate what you have shared. Thank you so much for saying yes to being a guest a second time on our podcast as we make a shift in how we do our format. Yeah. You know, change is good. Change means growth, you know? And so we're excited about it. And so I just want to say thank you again for saying yes. And I'm excited as we move forward into this new format, bringing on more and more guests onto the platform to talk mm-hmm. about the topic, but all in one session, you know, and that's mm-hmm. what we're doing. So our listeners and you listeners out there, I just want to say thank you for hanging in here with us for this particular episode. I do want to also say that when we look at who we are, we're great already in that. But I also want to say that, you know, it's important to understand that we all have flaws, and flaws are subjective and culturally influenced. Like, we all have it. We all have them. But when we embrace them, own them, and be them, it's nothing at all wrong with that. One person sees as a flaw, another person may see as endearing. And so I want you guys to remember, here at URU, unapologetically, this is what we do. We embrace who we are, because we know it's easy to lose yourself in today's clashing ideas, conflicting beliefs, and the flood of information that we get day in, day out. With society's rigid expectations and endless, and I mean endless, opinions of self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging, daunting, right? And most of the time, what we do, we push it down, we dumb down, we hide, we run, we don't deal with it, or we just, you know, just go with the flow, right? Not like, you know, we're not even present. But what I want you guys to know, that you are you, unapologetically, and that means being true to who you were created to be, and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life, how you show up in the world. We all know people going to talk. We say it over and over. Let them talk. Just let them talk. Let them say what they have to say, because we don't have the time or the energy or the space to be intimidated by the presence of others and what they think. And we don't want you to think little of yourself. So when you show up without pretense and hesitation, the world can't dim your glamour. They can't touch you. They cannot touch you. And most importantly, you will inspire others to shine your light and shine their light and help them to shine their light as well. And so we want everyone to tap into your brilliance, to their brilliance, tap into your own brilliance, right? Because you are. We all are great. We want to put an end to the disparaging mindset, the negativity that's out there that's preventing you from being authentic, that's preventing you from being yourself, that's preventing you from owning who you truly are. Join me here again and again and again, where we're going to create that safe space. We're going to have that influential conversation. We're going to bring on that guest that's going to share some things that hopefully that will you can connect with, so that you can hear and see that our guests that we're bringing on are being themselves unapologetically, because this is what we believe in. You are you. You are you. And we say it all the time. I say it all the time. No one is better at being you than you. No one, absolutely no one. So what am I asking you to do? Be you unapologetically, because you are you. Thank you so much. So glad you guys took the time out to listen to the podcast. Can't wait to see you on the next one. Until then, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.